In this assembly of so many qualified devotees, it's hard to access my heart because I get so nervous, but I pray to Gurudev that whatever I may say may be pleasing to him and express my heart's sentiments accurately. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a prayer that made it to the West before even our Srila Prabhupada came to the university. It was a book called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Life and Precepts. And in that book, there was several stanzas of the most beautiful prayer that he wrote in English. One stanza says, "O love," he says, "O love, thy power and spell me benign, now melt my soul to God. How can my earthly words describe that feeling, soft and broad?" And addressing us unfortunate jivas in this material world, he says, "To thee, thy sire on high has kept a store of bliss above. To end of time, thou art of his, who wants but purest love." So Gurudev, now 11 times, has come with this mission. You belong to Krishna. The very fact that you exist is by Krishna's desire. And everything is acting and moving by the desire in Krishna, and will of Krishna. Wake up. Wake up, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. 11 years now he's been coming to wake us up. The other day a boy in the school came and said to me, "It's Haridas, I don't know if he's here." He said, "Raj, I'm really mad at Vyas." I said, "Why?" He said, he woke me up and I was having a really good dream. And this is our condition in this material world. Gurudev is coming to wake us up, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. This most inconceivable opportunity for intimacy, love, and affection in the line of Srila Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm still thinking, maybe one more shot at lust forever. Maybe one more shot if I can get some pratishtha, then I'll really be happy. And then it goes up. But all the dreams of material life, they turn into nightmares. And even when we realize that, then we think, maybe I can sleep without dreaming. In so many different ways, we try to avoid this precious gift that our Gurudev has come to give. I know in the material world today, they have this fighting thing. It's a new thing. And these two fighters are going at each other, smashing each other, kicking each other. Everything goes. And the only way the fight will stop is when the guy who's really getting bashed completely can't take it anymore, but they have so much Purusha Bhav that they won't, and then they finally tap out. Three times they tap out. I'm tapping out for you. If I try to get out by myself, the prison bars become tighter. Lust, pratishtha, desire to figure the whole thing out. 5 nervous breakdowns later, I stand here. I spoke to you 10 years ago and I said, "Will you please do the hard work?" I was so sad that I was stuck in my brain and seeing all these sweet devotees with their hearts melting, and I was trying to figure out what's going on here. And then I went to Vrajanath and I said, "Gurudev said he'd do the hard work in Vrajanath Prabhu in Vajra." He said, "Are you sure you want this? The last person who asked for this their whole life went up in smoke." And I said, "I have no choice." So he went inside and came out with the message. Gurudev said, "I'll take care of everything." So it's not an easy road because I'm clinging to the dream. But I'm praying to Gurudev. He's come again. And he is, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the perfect manifestation of love. And through the many manifestations of his love, his Harikatha, his Mahaprasadam, his glances, his touch, his chastisements, his instructions. I hope and pray that somehow or other this fool will allow him to touch his heart so that it can melt my soul to God. And I can be actually his completely without duplicity. This is my prayer at his lotus feet. And I pray that somehow or other, because he's merciful and he's come to save the fallen, even those who are enemies of their own self, that he'll make the impossible possible. And one other point, those of us who live here, we are somehow understanding that Gurudev is doing something special. This is his new Braj. Every year now he's come and placed his lotus feet here 11 years. And every creeper, animal, the deers are running around like wild these last few days. The squirrels are going nuts in the road. They don't know whether to go left or right. The devotees are shaking. I put on my kirtan 3 times this morning. First it was inside out, then it was backwards. And then finally I got it all right. And all the children are so excited. And so he told us once that Vajra will become like Vrindavan. When we learn to properly invite and honor devotees according to their respective position and treat them all respect. So you can allow us all here under the very capable guidance of Nirguna Prabhu and Nandago Prabhus and their families to please allow us to make this experience with Gurudev the topmost experience of your life. Impressions that you'll never forget. Please let us do any service that we can do. If you can't find anybody, all the teachers at the Gurukul table know to respond to your needs. If we can't do it directly, we'll find the right person. But by allowing us to serve you, hopefully you'll allow us to come closer to the heart of our Gurudev and all our stuff. And Gurudev, whatever you gotta do, beat me up, punch me, untap an hour, please. Please do the yours.
Recently, Srila Gurudev told me that reading and remembering is not enough. So, in the absence of active spiritual advancement, many of us are always searching for his newer and newer revelations, whether in Hari, pure bhakti, or his new literature. But since I've seen his divine grace, 2 incredible occurrences have taken place in my life. Once was his mini biography of his divine grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Bhavan Maharaj, in the Rays of the Harmonist. And in that publication, he presents the unique and unprecedented glories of his divine grace, Srila Bhavan Maharaj, his unique speciality to our Sampradaya, and how his pure bhakti has spread and helped millions of people over the years. And Sri Bhakti Devi took shelter of his lotus feet, and how he has now made him a preeminent member of our Sampradaya and preached his glories so that we understand why we are making such precious prayers at his lotus feet for his mercy. So we're completely indebted to his divine grace for this biography. Anyone who hasn't read that should take advantage. Also, his divine grace, even though it has been in circulation for many years, felt somehow that out of his mercy that he gave a copy of his purports to the Ishkan Babas in 1991 of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Vilap Kusmanjali. And even though this book is absolutely inaccessible to the fallen jivas, Srila Gurudev's commentaries were so extensive, so voluminous, so sweet, so touching, and so revealing that even someone very, very low can appreciate that this is the ultimate evolution in prayer. And somehow or another, even though I'm lacking all qualifications, his purports were so wonderful that I was somewhat pacified in my constant suffering that I'm not making any tangible advancement. And in the absence of this, his divine grace is constantly translating and giving other unique literatures, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas who also have been writing and writing, even though everything has been said. Srila Gurudev in 2002 was commenting that I've been to the Western world all the way to the East, and he said, now I've said everything. Everything has been said. But even though I've said everything, if we say it again, then newer and newer revelations come. So we are unlimitedly grateful to His divine grace that even though some of His fallen disciples are not taking advantage, still, by His causeless mercy, He has given us newer opportunities to at least somewhat engage our minds. I'm thankful so much to everyone that's here, everyone I know personally and intimately, and those that I don't. I'm looking forward to meeting you. If any other things we can do, we're thanking His divine grace coming again. And as I've always thought, that when I come into the presence of His divine grace, I'm expecting a miracle. So this year again, somehow or another, hope against hope, I'm expecting a miracle.
Guruma.
Gyanachandrasya kiram chiram shakaya chakshuram tam jena tasmai shri gurave namah. First of all, I offer my dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nityu Veda Pravishta Om Vishnu Parasitara Satasishima Shilabhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj. In the same unlimited dandavat pranams I offer to the lotus feet of my shiksha guru, Om Vishnu Parapada Mahamasa Paravanta Vicharya Satara Satasishima Shilabhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj. The devotees this morning are speaking so nicely. I don't know if I can speak. We're all kind of, Dhanavat pranams to all the assembled devotees. Dhanavat pranams to all my neighbors, friends, and family members here in New Brush. Dhanavat pranams to all the trees and rattlesnakes and bear and tarantulas and flies and dogs and cats and one peacock. Dhanavat pranams. So in this precarious material world that we live in, there are so many different kinds of power. There's political power and military power and national power, democratic power, socialist power, communist power, power tools and power bars, power, solar power, electric power, hydroelectric power. Mystic power, intellectual power, power. So in this world, there's so many, and the influence is so strong. But in this world, the influence of the power of one drop of the love and affection from one pure devotee of the Lord is more powerful than all of that power put together. Okay. 23 billion trillion. New Braj, we've been inundated by this power. We've been controlled by this power. We're completely sustained by this power of love and affection from Srila Gurudev. And now, for the 11th time, he's here to be in his power. By this power, he's attracted us. And he said when he first came that he was collecting hearts and putting them in his pocket. And so what's a pocket? It's a little piece of cloth with sewn around three edges, and it's for small things that get lost. So what are we but conditioned souls? Little tiny insignificant things that have a really large tendency to get lost. So he kept us close in his pocket. So by this love and affection, he's attracted us and kept us close. By this love and affection, he's taught us, like any simple school teacher knows, that you can't teach anything without relationship. between the student and the teacher. So by this love and affection, he's taught so much, starting from ABC, going to DEF, showing us the X ideas and all everything else in the middle, with all of his wonderful books and lectures and mercy. So by this love and affection, he's attracted us, kept us in his pocket, and he's teaching us. And by his love and affection, he's showing us our goal. And what is our goal? But that love and affection, he's showing again and again with love and affection. So this year in Kartik Grade said such an amazing thing in Mathura. I hope you're all there. And I know everyone has to go this year. This year is going to be the Kartik of Kartik, and all Westerners just have to go. There's just no excuse anymore. But first you have to go to Mathura, because there Gurudev often tells amazing little bits of nectar that you just can't imagine. So this year he was speaking Prem Sarput. And that's like an amazing story written down by Srila Vishwanatha, written down by Srila Vishwanatha Bhattacharya about Krishna, and he dresses up like a girl. And he goes to Srimati Radhika and he starts to complain about Krishna himself. And so it's Krishna speaking his own disqualifications. And Srimati Radhika, of course, Gurudev explained to us, gave the most beautiful and perfect explanation of what is praying. So he said that Srimati Radhika says that praying is never selfish. And the only desire is what is the happiness and desire of my beloved. And nothing else matters. So then Gurudev said the most amazing thing. He said, so where does this come from, this praying? If we're conditioned souls, where does this come from? And he said, it has to start from the relationship with guru and disciple. It has to start there. And he said, and when this disciple is there, this love is there between guru and disciple, this amazing love is there, he said, then miracles can happen. So we've seen by Gurudev's example so many miracles that he's performed because of his love for his Gurudev. So this is our example. And one time, speaking of miracles, one time in Badger, I heard Gurudev say with my own ears, he said, your Swamiji, he is famous in this world for one miracle. All over the world he's famous. He's made hippies into happies. He said, and I have made one miracle. I've turned Badger into Braj. So we are all here at the School of Braj, and we're students. So let's try to be really, really good students. We have 7 days in a very intensive situation. Let's try to learn the best we can. There'll be many pop quizzes, and there's one big final test at the end. That test at the end of this existence, we do want to pass nicely. So let's be really good students, and because definitely, most assuredly, without any doubt, we have the very best teacher.
Very good.
Om Jnanatamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Gurus and our whole group, Parampara, especially Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and all of our honored guests. So, Srila Gurudev is blessing us again now for this most special 11th time. And on top of that, the numbers somehow seem to match, because I heard in Los Angeles that Srila Gurudev is going to speak 11th canto. So it's taken us 11 years to come to that. So we're very fortunate. So Gurudev also asked why we have called him. How fortunate we are that he has come. Actually, the very first time Srila Gurudev came, nobody called him. That was his causeless mercy. He just came. He said he heard souls crying from New Braj, and he came to answer that call. And since then, now every year, we've been calling him. And our real true purpose of calling him is to hear.
this is the most important thing, but to hear from the lips of a pure devotee, simply reading will not do. And I was thinking recently on the glorious pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. He was in the school of the demons, and his father was very angry with him, but his teachers convinced him, put him back in the school, we'll straighten him up, we'll teach him all the right things, teach him how to make money and do so many bad things. So Prahlad was in the school, and after some time, the teachers had a little confidence in him, and they left him alone to watch the students. And when they left him alone, all the children, as is normal in a classroom, the teachers leave, everybody wants to play. But Prahlad said, no, you should now chant Hare Krishna. And he began to explain to them, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padanam, like that, and was convincing them that they should do that. And they liked it, they agreed we should do it, but they had a question. Prahlad, how is it that we never heard of this? Where did you hear it? And he said, well, actually, when I was in my mother's womb, I heard it from Sri Narad Muni for 60,000 years. And I've remembered it, and now I'm telling you. And Srila Gurudev once said, his mother, she actually also heard, but she forgot. But Prahlad remembered. So without hearing, I was actually thinking, I'm like Prahlad's mother. I'm hearing so much constantly, but I can hardly ever remember anything. And also, Srila Gurudev, the first year that he came, I remember him saying to Rasik Mohan and all the young boys, whenever he would see them, he would say, become like Prahlad. So this is a very most important teaching. He has such great faith, such strong nishtha. So Prahlad taught them how to do that. And here we are now having an opportunity to hear from Srila Gurudev, to hear from a pure devotee. And this is the way we can truly make advancement. But we should truly hear. And so now we're here like Parikshit Maharaj. He was for 7 days. He sat down to hear Srimad Bhagavatam at the end of his life. And now Srila Gurudev is here for 7 days. And we can have that opportunity to be not diverted from anything else, but to just simply be here and hear Harikatha. Everything's being arranged by Srila Gurudev's mercy. A nice place to sit, places to sleep, nice prasadam. Everything is there, and we can just sit down, and we'll do our best to take care of you, to serve you. Anything you like, we'll be very happy to try to make all arrangements so that you can just hear Harikatha for 7 days. Every day there'll be classes, drama plays, music, and especially Gurudev's teachings. I was thinking, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was like the first wave. He came to America, and this was all full of jungles, and he cut it, like Gurudev said, and he made this ground fertile, and so many nice devotees came, and they spread Krishna consciousness on his grace, on his mercy, all over the whole world. But then after he left, it became a little bit dry. Something happened. And now, by Krishna's grace, by Srila Prabhupada's order, by Guru's desire, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj has come here as the second wave, the great tsunami. And he's washed over, and he's helping everyone so much. He's bringing us the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Everyone's becoming so happy. And so many preachers. He's like an expert person who makes fires. You can start, and everyone has that tiny spark inside of themselves. Like dry wood, you cannot see the fire, but fire is inside of the wood. And Guru, he comes and he ignites that fire, and that spark comes to life. And then, like an expert, like fans it, and then it becomes like a little flame, and then brighter and brighter until we have expert preachers, like our Shridanti Sanyasgyan, like so many Brahmacharinis and ladies like Sri Shamarani Didi, and so many householders all going out on Gurudev's order and preaching all over the world and helping establish his mission. So Gurudev is most expert in all of this, and we thank him again and again. We thank him for blessing us and coming here, and we pray to receive his mercy. So thank you, Srila Gurudev. Thank you.
Radhakanta Prabhu.
Namo Vishnu Padaya. Radhikai Priyatmane Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Namane. Sri Krishna Lila Ketane Sudaksham Adore Madhuri Vanashayutam Param Varanyam Purusham Mahantam Narayanam Tvam Siddhishanam Trirandinam Bhakti Saromanim Chasi Krishna Padabjari Daikadidi Chaitanya Lila Amrita Sarasaram Narayanam Tvam Satatam Prapatye Panchakautataru Vishcha Kripasandhu Veda Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
I offer my most humble and heartfelt obeisances to the lotus feet of my diksha, Shiksha Guru. His divine grace, Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, unto all of our glorious Guru Varga, our Shiksha Gurus, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Gaurabhinda Maharaj, and all those who have helped us throughout the years. My heartfelt dandavat pranams to all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, my Gurujan, and respected elders and guests. Gurudev has come to Badger for the same reason he's traveling around the world preaching. He's merciful, Jiva Doya. When he sees the suffering of fallen conditioned souls in this world, his heart cries and he wants to preach and help them and help us. So Gurudev has come here to help us. I beg for his mercy that we can take this help, because he is Krishna Kripaki Anandamurti, Dina Jana Karunanidan. He is the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Krishna wants everyone in this world to remember him, to serve him, to give up the illusory conception of materialistic life, of suffering, of repeated birth and death. But the fallen souls in this world are very belligerent, very self-centered, independent. And still, Krishna makes so many arrangements through Bhagavat, person Bhagavat, book Bhagavat, Tulasi, Ganga, and so many different ways. So Gurudev is Krishna Kripaki Anandamurti. He is the mercy manifestation of Krishna. And Dina Jana Karuna Nidan, he's helping all the fallen souls in this world. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tina Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Bhavan. He's helping us to get bhakti, to develop ultimately the goal of life, Prayojan, which is Bhav Bhakti, and ultimately Vastu Siddhi, Prem Bhakti, to attain an eternal transcendental form in the spiritual world with Radha and Krishna. So, I'm very fortunate again to be in the association of Gurudev, personally, and all the Vaishnavas. I beg for his mercy that he can enlighten us, and enlighten me in particular, so that I can give up lethargy and fault-finding and all the bad faults that come in Jiva souls in Kali Yuga, and I can learn to be a devotee like him. Shri Gurudev ki jai.
Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah. Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvayavina Iti Vigyane Radhe Chandraya Maham Charanat Bancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe. My Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Pada Sutta Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. When I come here, I remember Vrindavan. Govardhan, Annakoot, so many things. Also, I'm happy that perhaps in America this will be the
11th time in Bajar.
This festival will be perhaps bigger than anyone. So many devotees will come. So, you should try to manage all these things. I think it will be properly managed. I'm very happy that all the essence of Vedas, Upanishad, Puran is Srimad Bhagavat. But now you know all. You know conjugal love. You know that Krishna told, I cannot repay, O gopis, O Radhike. You are so much fortunate to know all these things. Perhaps Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila, he has brought this message from India, very far away. Otherwise, how you can have known all these things mysterious? So I think you are very, very fortunate. Especially we know all that Radha Dasyam is the highest
goal of our life.
But we want that you should practice 11th canto, which is the process that Krishna has himself told to Uddhava. And if you will hear it and follow it, that is Bhagavad Dharma told by Krishna. And if closing your eyes, you will run, even you will not fall down. So, I will try to explain 11th canto, the teachings of Krishna to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava Sambad. Uddhava Sandesh. Uddhava Sambad.
Uddhava Sandesh.
Uddhava Sambad. Uddhava Sambad. Uddhava Sandesh to Gopis. So, you should also be prepared to speak on 11th canto, Krishna teachings. We will discuss here. So now it is time. I am stopping my speech and in evening, from evening class will be
tomorrow. Manana.
Tonight is evening class.
They will do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maharaj.
Like a panel.
Others.
Yes.
You should attend and
go Pramanande.